This is Katleho, your host on the Uplift Catalyst, and I have new episodes and a new season for you with a totally new focus that's all about you, not just your business, because at the core of it, our businesses are our sense of identity, our sense of power in the world, and our sense of what is possible. So that's going to be the focus of this season of the Uplift Catalyst, and I hope you'll join me as we prepare for a new year.
Yay!
Yes, you can say that again. Yay. Preparing for 2021 is like no other new year, and I am not a fan of New Year's resolutions because people forget them, right? By the second week, if not by the 2nd of January. For many people, they're made in earnest, but after several glasses of vino or bubbly or some other mind-altering substance. So it's not my favorite thing, but I think we've had an exceptional start to the decade. We've had an exceptional disruption in all our lives, globally, universally. And I think many of us have been taking stock right throughout 2020. So the Uplift Catalyst is here to help you make sense of your future, but more importantly, to help you really make your life take off. To make the next decade the best you've ever had, unconditionally, because, you know, I think what 2020 has finally let us see, and I say finally like that because I've been trying to drum this into clients and workshop attendees and participants for so long, and sometimes I'd get blank stares, but I've been trying to teach the idea that we really don't know what's going to happen for any one of us in the next 24 hours, in the next 12 months, in the next week. And how do you move forward with unconditional joy and peace of mind and appreciation when you don't know what the next disruption is going to be? That's what Uplift Catalyst is all about this season. If you don't already know me, I am Katleho. I am a master coach, and my mentor, trainer, teacher was Martha Beck of Martha Beck Inc. and of Finding Your Own North Star fame. And also, you know, she's got several articles and a column in Oprah magazine. So for many years, she was known as Oprah's life coach. That's my background. And my work is based on positive psychology, perspective, mindfulness, training and understanding based on cognitive behavioral therapy. And I have a master's in organizational psychology, which has allowed me to do some really interesting and fun work all around South Africa in some blue chip organizations, mainly in the banking industry. And help leaders like yourselves to make sense of team dynamics and the dynamics within each of us. You know, we each have a very rich personality, history, and personal makeup. And I help you make sense of that so that you can make sense of your future, because I truly believe that each of us has a really bright, brilliant future if and only if we choose it, because we know how to keep choosing it every day. That's my work, and that's also another part of this podcast. enough about me. You may be wondering, thinking a couple of things right now as we end of 2020 and are about to begin 2021. Some of the things I've heard from the people around me and family and friends, and some of the clients I have over Zoom and WhatsApp, is when exactly are we going to get to enjoy our lives again? That's kind of like number one. And I think with the lockdown over Christmas, it's different to lockdown over Easter. That was a shock, but this has hit us when we're tired. And news of new strains and new vaccines have been met with sometimes comical, but sometimes really great concern. You know, it's hard to put in words how we go forward when you take all that's been said and done and that's happened in this year. And let's be mindful, you know, people have been sick with a very real fear of death. And we will talk about our fears in later episodes. Our fears have been peaked and rehashed and served to us over and over via media in different ways every day. And when you know, like me, and many of you who are sensitive, smart women, that your fears are your greatest barrier, not anything outside of you, you know that we've got a lot of work to do. Some fears are real and some are imagined, and we will start on the imagined ones, you know, which feel very real. This is not to shame any of us who are going through those fears, but it's to help us make sense. So what I've noticed is that this question, when are we ever going to have fun again, comes from a place of denial, of the size of the changes we are yet to still undergo as nations and as individuals and as a planet. And denial is also not to make shame or make it bad or demand yourself or from me that you not be in denial. It's a form of self-protection. But in order to move forward, you've got to understand, what are you protecting yourself from? What is the anxiety behind the denial that this question, when are we going to have fun again, comes up? Because my sense is the traditional ways, the old ways, the past normal ways of having fun over December and early January and festive season, holiday time, are eroded, you know, maybe forever. So how do we keep a sense of joy when we don't have a sense of fun or a sense of certainty or a sense of being able to indulge in certain pleasures, you know, that we were used to? So that's, you know, one of the key things that we will explore. What is joy? What is joy really? And is there such a thing as people who are unconditionally joyful, who have remained joyful throughout this COVID season? Other questions that come up for many people, particularly those who are in professional roles, you know, those women who have done everything they can, you know, via their education, via the experience, their work experience, and still find themselves disrupted, maybe sitting back asking, you know, when am I going to be able to live the way I want to live? To have the lifestyle that I really want? You know, is it even attainable? Or is it something that is, you know, only for dollar billionaires? And, you know, there's in the background of that, the ever-pressing question, will I be retrenched? Will I ever be able to retire? When will I ever be able to do something that I love? And will I ever get to a place in my life where I'm not stressed about debt or stressed about bills and accounts? And a sense of real grief and unfairness in the world, in the economy, in the country, in the continent of Africa. That's coming from a sense of, I've done what I was told to do to be successful. I've studied. I've pushed my own education where I could. And yet, I can still be disrupted to this degree by something that is totally outside of my control. What does that mean for my future? What does it mean if there are things that can come into my life and completely reshape it without my permission? And we're going to go deep. We're going to go deep with the Uplift Catalyst, because these questions will not be satisfied by superficial answers and ideas. So I'm looking forward to having those conversations with you, hearing from you, getting your messages, answering your questions, because this is what I feel the most enthusiastic about, the most excited about, is helping other women like me, African women, South African women, Southern African women, wherever you might find yourself right now, at home or abroad, to navigate the uncertainty, the disruption, and the fears by tapping into your real core, powerful you that really is unfuckwithable. And I love the word. I hope it isn't offensive to too many of you. I just think it drives home the sense of how grounded you have to become in this new world, not just general new world of work, new world of parenting, new world of schooling and education. Absolutely everything is changing, and that is okay, because we are greater and bigger and better than anything that can come at us. I think one of the other things that really drives me on this podcast to come out at the end of 2020, to provide the kind of encouragement and support that the podcast is meant to do, is knowing and seeing and experiencing women really battling with the idea of, how do I even start a business in this context? How do I secure my income? How do I find the energy to be mom as well as, 'cause, you know, your home is the starting point of everything. How do I find the energy to be a mom, a wife, or, you know, just a mom? find enough time for self-care as well as keep up in my profession and deliver results in my profession wherever I might be working, and ensure that I have a side hustle online, say for example, that gives me sleep coins as it's advertised, and a sense of security that if my job gets disrupted or I get laid off or temporarily retrenched, I have something coming in via my side hustle. How do I even commit to all those roles? Where do I get the energy? Where do I get the time? How do I upskill as well? How do I keep on studying? And how do I keep on learning in order to do all these things? Because yes, it sounds lovely to have a side hustle, for example, but you've got to learn social media. You've got to learn e-commerce. You've got to learn all kinds of new things that you may not have had exposure to in order to have that side hustle. So I think right off the bat, before we get into episode 2, which is going to begin our real meaty part of the program to help you explore some of these questions and support you in getting clarity and moving forward and evolving into your success in times of uncertainty, the number one thing is, do not let unqualified people disqualify you from the game of life, from the game of commerce and the economy. You know, there's so many naysayers and so many people who are afraid right now, and you've got to have the boundaries up, not out of fear, but out of certainty and clarity and groundedness in who you really are. And that's the intention behind Uplift Catalyst, to be a voice amongst the many voices that you're probably listening to on the news and, you know, social media, that might be telling you that Africa is in a disinvestment economy, South Africa is a corrupt country and it's very dangerous right now, and very bleak, painful, scary storytelling. How do you find energy in an environment that drains you? Is about not allowing yourself to let go of your persistence, remembering that you have grit and resilience and you have inner resources that have nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with what's going on out there. And that is how we become unconditional. The external conditions have nothing to do other than sharpening and polishing our inner resources. They have nothing to do with what you can pull out from the depth of your being if you allow yourself the time and the space to do the inner work so that you can use what God gave you and move forward in power and His glory. And you'll notice that I will become quite spiritual. I'm not a religious person, even though I went to Catholic school from a little bitty itty thing. But those near and dear to me will know, those who call me Auntie K will know that I'm not a religious person, but you will hear me speak very spiritually, you know, because I'm also not an atheist. So I look forward to your questions. I look forward to, please tell me, what are the fears that you sit with that you're clear that you want to overcome in order to have, you know, even just a beginning or a slice of the joy and affluence and abundance and prosperity that is due to you only because you're a child of God and nothing else. Send me your questions. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to post some of your comments and questions. So please send me a voice message on Instagram, Rise Wigger Thrive. That's where you'll find me. And I will engage with those and share them with a wider audience. And know that I appreciate you and I see your light. And it's time for us to shine together and show our love.